normally with the
I've seen
issues
people
on,
also push wheelchairs up to the entrance of the you can't really get them inside the cave because there is where you know you have to climb down walls and stuff. But
yeah. Jeez.
Well, I'm glad it's not there now. Because when it's there, I definitely can't control the system to get it. I got lucky that time.
Utah.
I'm going to go back to waiting for my food here. I just thought I would try and the inside temperature. Take care. I'll start talking to you again for the 86 CAE Denny's on Charleston Boulevard.
Okay, Monty. Enjoy your meal. And I'm coming on. Hendertown.
Hendertown.
K7ZUM to NX7R. How you doing?
Instructions up to the camp.
I'm waiting on my chow. I just ordered some chili, and I'm not sure what I'm going to get next because they ran out of
meatballs.
Am I allowed to say it on the air?
Yeah, you can say meatballs.
You know, that's a strange question. I'm still trying to figure that out. No, really.
All right, well, let me know when you figure it out. Are you guys all ready?
I'm from here. He's not. He's in Palmdale.
Right. Yeah. That's what I gathered.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're never gonna figure out how I met Monty because I have a little bit of amnesia. Well, you can't ask Monty. He can't remember either.
I remember, but not really. I mean, I remember when we first started talking online, but that was way before we started chatting more frequently. I think I came up with a crazy idea to come out here. Why?
Saturday night will be a great potluck dinner. What was the plan? I mean, Doug.
That took a while then.
CBQ in charge.
Amy,
you
talked about
on the radio here. Oh, that's right. Here's the newsletter I'll come and send out, telling everybody about it.
I thought they put their cost on
that. Well, that works. Anyway,
it's a portable beam they take up. Can you imagine us putting something like this up from our area?
Okay, Monty.
And I'm also going to wait for my chili. And hopefully I can order something. Yeah. Now they're out of meatballs.
February, March, April, June. I don't know what me is.
All right, take care. K-E-7-Z-U-M.
Yeah.
I have to say my call sign's Sline.
I want to read Mark.
My call Sline.
Yeah. Not the coastline, call Sline.
Call Sline. Coleslaw, call Sline, call Sline.
Oh, my.
I could
correct that.
You're
going to say coleslaw.
Yeah, my call Sline.
My
call Sline is K-E-7-Z-U-M.
Yeah, it's my call Sline. It's all rather tasty. It is.
That is the worst.
It's a little hard to swallow, though.
Yeah. That is the worst Australian accent that I've ever heard.
I swallowed the K, the D, and the 6, but the CAE just won't go down.
Like, Katie's sick.
But you just keep wanting to come back up.
Yeah,
of course it does. Of course it does. You know, same thing with my KE7. I got that, but the ZUM, you know, it's just plain gone.
Yeah. Gary was going to get Sal. I think I knew it was way good.
It's away.
Doug's call sign would be the dude in the.
Oh, yeah. his call sign would be very easy.
WB7BBQ.
We barbecue!
He's in Utah.
Oh! Is that a real call sign?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God!
He's in charge of
he was in charge of the potluck at the field day up in Utah.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sure that's why they put him in charge.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that. They give him all kinds of...
That sounds like a vanity if I ever heard one.
Maybe it is.
Yeah,
I'll look when I get home.
If I ever get a vanity, it'd probably K7SA.
Ooh.
If I ever did get a vanity call sign, that is, which right now I cannot.
Did you guys have cheeseburgers?
Did I? I think he had.
Well, you had one that was patty cheese only.
Yep.
Patty cheese bun.
And fries.
And fries.
Fries, no vegetable?
No, he had just the cheese and the patty and nothing else.
And the fries.
The cheese, patty, and bun. And then you had a regular one, right, Sarah?
I did not. I had chili.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She had chili.
Here comes the screw-ups.
Biscuits and gravy?
I had biscuits and gravy.
Oh, no, that was not me. That was him.
No, this is chili.
Oh, you have chili. This is chili. Oh, this
I
is
had
chili.
Biscuits and gravy. And we were supposed to have a side of fries.
Oh boy.
No, but don't throw those away. If you have to throw them away, just bring them out anyway or something. And we need utensils.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot about that.
I don't need any, but you guys would definitely use them. Chili is kind of messy.
Yeah.
You can use them with your fingers, but, you know, yeah, a little awkward. It wouldn't be unheard of, though. I've done it with them. Okay.
Oh, onions.
So far.
Okay, here's a sign-in sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. Where do I sign in?
On the back.
Don't you okay. click? You click the sign-in button.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Where can I sign in?
It's your name. Do you want me to sign in for you?
I can write my name. You can do the rest.
Okay.
Where can I? Where do I do it?
Right. I'd like to call the meeting to order.
There. Right here?
I'm blocking the name above.
I never write my last name.
Yeah, right here.
Okay, and they're fixing okay? Yeah, in a minute.
Will they go into another table? Or?
One was. The other one, they just needed to go to the
oh.
What with the other?
Oh, okay.
We're going to do the next one.
Oh,
nice.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yes. If we can get out. Okay.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for everyone.
I've never started off a club meeting with a pledge. I haven't.
We have for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've done it back in the day.
I was about ready to go.
Yeah, you start doing that.
I could.
Do you want your email?
Yes, please. Mike Alpha Romeo Romeo. India Echo.
Okay.
At Gmail. Oh, 12 at Gmail. Sorry. You got me. Mary12 at gmail.com.
Sergio.
Oh, Jamie, just pull the eye. I see the white cheeks.
Yes.
So, you'll be hawking the tickets for the raffle tonight.
Sure.
Why don't we start over here with the introductions? We'll go around. Name, call sign.
It's on the audio.
Oh, yeah.
Do I have utensils for my chili or no?
Robert,
NBC
in the U.S. My name's Jason Snyder, Whiskey Victor 3 Victor.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm Charles K6AKB.
Ken, Kilo 07 Alpha Papa
Hotel.
Where are these onions?
Mark, NX
650.
Bill, WB0KSW.
You made it.
Paul,
yay!
QJR.
Gene Simmons, W4VGN.
Stan, K6KBG.
Clayton, KB7PHV.
Sarah, WB7AMR.
I guess I'll go next.
Yeah, you better.
Monty, KD6CAE, visiting from Southern California.
Sarah, KE7ZUM.
Steve, KLS7WG.
Or KE7ETO.
Mark, W4MDK.
Jerry, K9ATY.
And I'm Jerry, also K0MBB.
Oh.
Do we have any
reports are any of the guys here from any of the races? I know Denny's out of town for the Ironman, and on the Silver State Gym. What about the Tour de Cure today?
I think Tracy will be down next month to say a quick thank you to everybody. And that's about it for next year.
Okay, cool. Mark, you have any flight international travel?
No, not yet. I think it will be available probably starting this month.
Okay, everybody hear that, Packer?
No.
No.
IWCE tickets. I have a board meeting out in Chicago in 2 weeks. I'll find out when the tickets will be available. Again, free tickets.
Oh, wow.
To go to the show.
When they have the show, Mark says there will be some free tickets available.
When? In April?
April.
In April.
Yeah, I did too.
Clayton, was there anything on the cover?
There's nothing new right now. They're just in preparatory stages for next year.
Okay. Do we have any old business? One of the things that anybody wants to bring up? One of the things I want to mention is that we are plodding along slowly with the repeater update, getting the repeater installed.
New notification from CNN. CNN.
What
the
words
in the
Georgia
Women's Parliament should say
concerning
Jury 37 CNN?
And with the station being shorthanded. So I think some of those things are by the wayside now, and we're going to start moving on that.
Proposition. 0 seconds. Up. 0 seconds.
Is there any new business anybody can spring up? Any questions on anything?
Come on. Button. Open camera. Come on. Button. Come on. Open camera. Come on.
Go ahead. We have, it's going to be up for, we haven't decided how we're going to get auction or direct sale or whatever. A venture paddle pier. Like, excellent, almost brand new condition. With the instructions, even with a little wrench for adjusting. Next month's meeting, we'll decide how we're going to dispose of it. Take a look at it tonight if you were just sitting up here. So this was a donation to the club, if I recall correctly. So if you're a CW guy, you need an iambic keyer, there it is. And Jamie's here, he has the tickets for the drawing for tonight. We have a little bit of repetition. We'll try to get a little more variety for next month's meeting. We have another flow charger, meter, two lights go together. A whole pack of, I think they're AA or AAA batteries.
You
can always use batteries.
Yeah. Even if it's not for a radio.
Right.
We have the
As of June 30th, the total in the treasury is $3,592.16. Last month's income, $122.05. Total expenses, $94.
Can I have a motion to accept the treasury?
Oh, no.
Second.
Oh,
did you get that? Can you second the thing? Okay, JJ. I want to make a few comments about Field Day.
You all right?
It was my first time in trying to organize something like that.
Trying to get out prematurely.
Well, Denny did some organization, but I was trying to see that things got taken care of as well.
That was a good Field Day.
And I think it went pretty well. I don't know how many of the people here were at Field Day as well. I know two or three, four, maybe. Yeah. It was probably maybe 6 or 7 of us here. The weather was great. We had a number of people come by who were interested in amateur radio. We had a couple of guests, Sarah and Monty,
yes,
who were here that spent time with us that night.
It was a great night, by the way.
Very, very good Field Day.
Yeah, I don't know how many contacts we made. Clayton has the stats.
225.
I don't have those with me at the moment.
Wasn't it 225?
Yeah, 221.
Yeah, I'll post it on a reflector.
It was over. It was over 220. I know that.
So the actual stats and numbers, they'll put on the reflector. But we learned a number of things about how much food we would normally have, how much ice we need,
that we found out we could get by with one generator. And
you learned a lot about the sprinkler system too.
Mm-hmm.
You learned a lot about the sprinkler system too.
Oh man, they're wet.
Sprinklers.
Well, the sprinkler system is still a work in progress.
Yeah, it's still wet.
It was refreshing.
No, it wasn't.
I got like a little brunt of them. Trying at least keeping the ground clean. They made sure the lights were on and everything. And the sprinkler only came on one time, so I guess that was a plus. I don't know how often.
Actually,
they
came on all four.
Last year, this time I only got drenched once.
I got the floor.
But hopefully next year, whoever's ramrodding this will have some notes. We'll put some information together and make sure that the things we learned this year are carried forth next year. We will have a new secretary that the board accepted, Steve.
KF7WGL
is our new recording secretary, and the new officer in the club stepped up and volunteered, so that was very appreciated. You know, now we have somebody taking the...
We'll miss Clayton, though.
Clayton, because you rock.
Also, let me mention with the change of the secretary,
for me to try and figure
the responsibility out. For the badges has been moved from the secretary to the treasurer. So now you got one stop shopping. So
there you go, yes.
You also see
you still rock.
And I've got a bunch of badges here that have not been claimed. So if anybody hasn't gotten one, come up and see me. Thanks.
Okay, with that, I think we can remind you again, Jamie has the tickets for the raffle. Mark, I'll turn it over to you for the program on receivers tonight. And why do you guys want to raffle tickets? Start getting them, and I'm going to finish sitting up here and we'll be ready to go. We have a brief intermission.
I think I might try the chicken parmesan.
The what?
I think I might try the chicken parmesan. If they come back around.
It's actually pretty good.
Is that all right with you?
No.
No, because I don't want to disturb the meeting.
Next year, we'll
That's true.
Tonight, selling some very lovely tickets for a raffle.
We were contemplating.
No,
really
I can't.
I would.
I'm so sorry, I can't.
The board is considering or trying to put together is having a swap
Thank you, though.
Auction in the fall.
$100 worth?
Probably.
That's a lot.
What was that?
Wow. Well, then I'll give you
$200.
How many you need?
December. $5. Right near the wintertime.
What do you say,
sir? We have some ideas on some venues.
Oh, wow.
Some ideas on how to put it together. It's not really fully integrated yet. I think it'll be nice if we can put it together. And it's really nice to come to the club and have a good time and
Thank
have a lot of
very
people.
Much.
It's the kind of thing that could be useful. Here in Las Vegas, because years ago, those of you that remember the Sarah convention, God bless you.
Sarah convention
was held for 20 years. People still ask about it.
There you go.
Check what's going on in Las Vegas?
So whenever
we
later
start
on.
Something up,
all right.
That could become
yeah,
a major event in the United States. If we get some people that number one know how to do it, number two are willing to do it.
I think I'll have the chicken parmesan.
Yeah, you can.
Thank you. I'll take this in case I need it.
Okay. I'm just going to say there is an impress this weekend. Actually, our swap down at Williams, Arizona.
Hey, that doesn't count. That's Arizona.
I know. But just for those that might not know.
But that's an example, you know. Arizona, like Las Vegas, in the summertime, is 110 degrees. And people still come to the Williams campus.
We don't know why.
So, think about like first or second week of December in a hotel venue. That's what we're working on.
Oh, nice.
Okay, a brief history of the radio receiver. If you recall, I mentioned we would do this. And
next month's program, by the way, before I forget it, will be on D Star. It was supposed to be this month.
Oh,
but
here.
Jim had a triple take, so.
Hey, if you go, you'll have to report it for me.
And
okay.
In
thanks.
If I go to
September,
right.
Billy Smith will do Aries and Rays.
Ooh. I hope I'm not in class.
Might be.
This is where we start. Way back when. First, somebody invented the spark transmitter. By accident.
Wow.
They had a high voltage. Some other guy heard a noise from that high voltage spike, and radio was invented. The way it worked out is that the spark. It's an all frequencies, basically. It's an AC signal. And you couple that to a transformer, to a tuned circuit, to an antenna, and the tuned, the resonant frequency will flow through out to the antenna, more or less. And if you consider it as the spark was the first broadband device, since it covered everything from almost DC to light.
Wow.
And you can hopefully pull out the right piece and put it on the air. That's what went out over the antenna.
Pushy. Okay.
We're going to have some interaction here. Some radio trivia.
Ooh.
I have prizes for good answers. Not necessarily right answers, but good answers. Who invented radio?
Marconi
did.
Sorry? Wrong.
What?
Wrong. Hertz.
Hertz did?
Oh, the Hertz did.
Oh, Marconi invented wireless.
Radio is wireless. But, yeah, I think...
miniature radio. Cool. Actually, it does. It's a 2 gigabyte.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Heinrich Hertz, German guy. 1870.
I should have actually known that from my sound engineering classes. Blah.
He's the guy who saw the spark thing.
Yours comes with a beverage. Do you want to do a Coke or a nice tea?
Who discovered the vacuum tube?
Raspberry tea? I'll do a Coke.
Who said that?
Yeah.
You guys don't know. Edison did invent or discover the vacuum tube. However, he said, this is the gospel truth, he said, big deal, this doesn't do anything, I want light.
Right.
So he threw it away.
Oh, wow.
Here's a good one. Who was Reginald Fessenden?
Who?
Reginald Fessenden.
Mm.
Someone should fess up.
Good job, Monty. I haven't heard that name at all.
He's a Canadian guy. Figured out how to put voice onto a carrier.
Oh.
Okay, now, next question. It's not the same as the first question. Who invented the vacuum tube? Not discovered it, but who invented it?
Some guy that's dead now.
You hear the Fleming valve?
Yes.
Sir John Ambrose Fleming, British guy, who took Edison's light bulb, found out that when it was heated up and bright, electrons were flowing off of this filament. He learned how to collect them at the top. He invented the vacuum tube diode.
Oh, wow.
And who was Edwin Armstrong?
Inventor of FM.
Inventor of FM? No. Basically, Armstrong invented everything else in radio.
Oh.
He's the guy that came up with a regenerative receiver, and then following that, the super regenerative receiver, and then following that, the super hexagon receiver, which is what we use today. And he invented FM, which is a staple of the world.
Mm-hmm.
For FM,
one more.
So clear.
Who are these guys? Temistocle Calzecchi Onesti. Edward, Eugenie, Desiree, Brantley, Oliver Lodge, and Guglielmo Marconi. What do they all have in common?
I know Marconi invented wireless.
Nobody. Nobody's right.
Transocean.
Nope.
No.
On developing detection.
Oh.
The way of taking information off of this spark carrier that was out in space. Marconi, of course, built that radio station. In Cape Race, Newfoundland, and England, and over here on Cape Cod.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was at the Cape Cod site in the 1970s, and at that point,
two of the three tower bases were already a couple hundred yards on the way out the ocean underwater.
Whoa.
So, okay, what's a detector? This is the most important part of the radio. You need a detector. It converts RF into a usable signal. And it takes place at what is called a semiconductive junction, or two dissimilar materials. Materials to get this voltage to come out of an RF signal. A simple detector is a razor blade and a pencil. And those of you who are older may have done this. Take a razor blade, take the carbon out of a piece of pencil, wrap a wire around it, put it on your crystal radio, and move it around until you get a sensitive spot, and all of a sudden you're detecting. The first detector was actually an electromechanical device. It was called, if any of you remember, I told you to remember Word last month? A coherer. This is an actual coherer. What it is, it's two metal contacts. In my case, it's a plastic tube. Put it in a glass tube. Filled with iron filings. Iron filings are not a conductor.
Oh.
But they have a property, this is probably the most significant invention ever made. If you expose it with RF spike, the iron filings align and it conducts. We'll do a demonstration. I need a volunteer. Pull them up here and help me.
You, sir.
Come on. Come on up here. We're not going to let you. But we're going to look at
that works.
The property of the coherer. I built this one, by the way. But I didn't believe it would
thanks.
Work, and I did a lot of research on it.
Oh,
see what it actually does. It actually does work. So I can put an ohmmeter right across it.
Oh, nice.
Just look at it first. You can see that it's metal filings that are loose in there. You see it floating around? I'm just going to stop by having that. Okay. One lead here. One lead here. You can hold this. Don't move. Watch the ohmmeter. What I'm going to do, I'm going to apply a little spike to this, RF spike. Here, 25,000 volts.
Whoa! That's,
This whole restaurant will be...
Yeah, it'll be toast with us in it.
Actually, this is the igniter for a charcoal grill. And this is my antenna. Let's see if I can get this to work. Sometimes it doesn't work too well.
Whoa.
It's conducting. See that?
Heard that.
Wow.
Yep.
I need that to work.
Wow.
Send your call sign.
You know, the funny thing is, I wasn't supposed to do this program until like September, October.
Oh, wow.
I was building a spark transmitter to go with it.
Oh.
I may do another presentation on spark transmitters.
I hope I'm here for that one.
Okay. In any case, we still have a little conductivity. See that? Now, if I just tap it, it stops conducting because those iron filings are no longer aligned. Now, at the end of this presentation, I actually have a circuit that I built up with an electrical with batteries and a light bulb to show you that if this is so, the way this works, you actually control a keyer.
You got toast on the left and the right side, you got the chicken parmesan in the center, and it's got a marinara sauce on it.
Oh.
And cheese.
This could be good.
Here's the way the coherer works. The coherer is this metal tube here with the iron filings in it. If you expose it to an RF field, like a transmitter, say, a spark gap transmitter, you know, really cruddy signal,